Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much. Hang around with me today if you've already been listening. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have everyone with us, whether you're listening on the radio all across North America or you're listening on the internet all around the world. You might be listening and you might be time shifting. You might be listening to this at another time of the day. We have at least a half a dozen different ways that you can do that. You can actually do that on the radio sometimes. That's right. Some radio stations take our show and then they replay the show again later in the day or maybe even on the weekend. So regardless of when you are here, how you're getting here, we're glad you're here. Stephanie Winston is our guest. I'm glad she's here too. She is the founder and director of The Organizing Principle. She is an organization expert, and she is the author of The Organized Executive and the book I'm holding in my hand, Revised and Updated, Getting Organized, something under a billion copies of these sold. Stephanie Winston, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. And I love that B of a billion. I would say it's quite a few under a billion.
I'm working on
actually.
We're working on it, Stephanie. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get to that billion copies.
We certainly
because
are.
Because the world needs to be organized, doesn't it?
Yes.
But now, how much fun would it be if we were all just completely organized? There would be no mayhem. There'd be no chaos, Stephanie.
We couldn't have
that.
Take all the fun out of life. Well, Jim, let me spin back just a moment. I am so enjoying our work together, you know, on your show. And let me spin back a little bit, though, to say what kind of prompted this is that Office Depot and I, together, we had this great insight that, indeed, the whole world needs to be organized. So together we worked out. So that together we worked out the Office Depot Office Makeover 5-Day Program.
Right.
And that is a brochure that I, you know, my material that we put together and that any listener now can download for free on officedepot.com/get-organized. And it's a 5-day program. It won't absolutely get you completely organized, you know, just right from the scratch. But you know what? It's a fantastic platform, a fantastic launching pad to get started in 5 days.
It really is, folks. And you can get it for free. You can download the PDF and give us that website.
Again, it's officedepot.com/get-organized.
So, folks, I hope you'll take advantage of that. And I've got it in front of me. It's four-color, beautiful, snappy, handy as it can be. And I would think, you know, this is the kind of thing that you could make copies of this and pass it around the office. And I think it'll help you. Today, though, we're working on let's just do a little bit of a quick review, Stephanie.
Certainly.
We've already talked about slimming down the piles, tone up organizational skills, and increasing our file-finding flexibility.
Right.
And I like what you said, and I actually used it later on in the day, actually in the week,
after
you were here last time. You said, tell us again what you said about filing.
Well, the thing about filing is that it's about storage. It's about retrieval. I just went backwards there. It's about retrieval. It's not about storage. And
yeah.
Jim, you had such a great line. You said you can put a file, anybody can put a file into a filing cabinet.
Right.
The genius is to be able to find it again.
I'm so proud of myself. I mean, think about that. Think about, folks, you've done this. How many times have you not been able to find something and you're just so unbelievably frustrated? But then there would be a time when you say, okay, I need something. You'd go to where it logically ought to be, and lo and behold, there it would be. And you felt, you know, it made you proud to at that time. And so...
Well, Well, you know, Jim, I'd like to go back to the question you opened up our you know, program with today, which is what would the world be if everybody was organized? And you know what? A lot of people misunderstand organization. They think it's a matter of everything being exactly neat and, you know, little soldiers lined up in a row. What it means is that you find what you want to find and you get done what you want to get it done. And that file example of just being able to go to the file cabinet and know really where that file is, I mean, what a relief that a lot of organizing is not just the organizing itself, it's about reducing stress.
Well, you know, Stephanie, an awful lot of the emotion for small businesses is frustration.
Mm-mm.
Frustration is a heavy, heavy weight on a lot of small businesses. We're frustrated because we don't have enough capital. We're frustrated because we don't have enough customers. We're frustrated because we know we've got a good model. We know what we have. People want. We just can't quite get all the things that we need. And some of those we don't have as much control over. Organization, that's something we can have control over. Let's get that frustration out of our lives. When we come back, you're going to help us strengthen our everyday organizational skills.
Absolutely.
And we're going to eliminate frustration, folks, right here on this show today. 20 Tales, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephanie Winston, the author of Getting Organized. The revised and updated edition is out wherever books are sold, and where else is it available?
Well, it's available online, and, you know, at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com, and get it. Actually, you know what I did, Jim, for Getting Organized, this entirely new edition is really updated for, you know, for now, for the 21st century.
With all the electronics capability and all that kind of stuff,
all
right?
All of the things that we use to
get organized. I'm glad you did that. And, okay, let's talk about some of the everyday organizational skills that we need to bone up on a little bit.
Okay, Jim, I want to ask you first a question. What would be your guess that most people in terms of organization would find stressful beyond the basic desk clutter? And I think that's probably the first thing. But I wonder, I bet most people would be surprised by my answer to that question.
All right. Well, I would have to say just the most frustrating to me is not being able to lay my hands on what I need when I need it.
Well, absolutely. And one important reason for that is, you know, that stuff that we have racketing around in our minds. Oh, what am I supposed to do next Thursday? Did I tell Joe I'd call him next Thursday? And, you know, and those desks and computers festooned with yellow sticky notes, you know, as little reminders and everything. And a lot of people don't realize that this is something I came to just, you know, working with so many clients over the years, is that one of the key principles of organization is use your planner, not your memory. And it sounds kind of, oh, you know, so what, you know, but you know what is that when we don't know what we've promised somebody else in the, you know, in the future, when we don't know what other people have promised us, if you have a supplier that says, sure, I'll get that material to you, you know, next week or next month, whatever it is, and we try to count on our memory, well, memory, even with the most person with the best memory, is a very frail read indeed.
So you're saying write it down.
Write it down or enter it. So there's two kinds of calendars that people, you know, calendar planners that people use. One is computerized, your PDA, and the other one is a paper-based product, such as Franklin Covey, you know, any of those traditional lines of paper-based calendars, and Franklin Covey is an excellent brand. But whichever you use, and here's the real key thought, use your calendar as mission central. So all those appointments, all those prompts, and this is the most important thing, the future prompts, your actions, your expenses, keep them in a single central calendar. And so then you never have to ask when you say to yourself, well, when was I supposed to do that or when am I expecting that? You never have to ask where is that information.
Stephanie, some of those organizational systems, the Franklin Covey and some of the others, they actually come with training courses, right, where you can attend.
Right, they do.
Now, do you recommend those kinds of things?
Well, the Franklin Covey specifically, I'm aware of their training courses through a corporation. But you know,
aren't some of those like a week long almost?
Well, right, and that's a lot of training. but I am not. I have not personally attended one of their courses, and I'm sure it's very worthwhile. But for someone who's interested, why don't you go to the Franklin Covey website? And I'm sure that if in your area, if they have a course, you know, for the public, right. I'm sure it would be listed there, and it might very much be worth exploring. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
In fact, I've thought of setting that up myself as a separate business, not any specific brand, but rather how to use your calendar and as again your Mission Central for all of your organizing needs.
Right.
Because I think it's real important. Oh, let me give you another tip too on a calendar, and this would fit very well in a small business environment or in a corporate environment too, but for a department, is to have an erasable calendar on your wall. You know, when you have a number of colleagues that you're working together on various projects, that if you have an erasable calendar with each project ongoing, where it stands, who's supposed to do what, in a central place with dry markers, then that is also a very useful calendar.
You know, I'm looking at one right now. And that we use here for where I'm going to be traveling this year.
Well, good.
And even though we've got it written down, uh-huh. we've got it electronically somewhere, we've mm-hmm. got it written down on a calendar somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, isn't it, how it helps us to see the same information, to have the same information available in two or three or maybe even four different methods.
Well, I think that's a very important point, and I think that's, and I've run into this, an error that a lot of people make. They'll say, well, we have that information down somewhere, you know, it's online,
yeah.
or it's, you know, well, you know, but you've got to ask yourself, when do you see it, you know, and where do people's eyes, follow the eyes, where do people's eyes fall on it? Is it where it needs to be for people's actual use and information?
Well, sometimes, for example, the big planner, this thing is like, you know, it's 3 feet long or more,
right?
And about three feet by 2 feet or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it helps to just sort of get a graph. It actually becomes a graphic. It's not even as much of a. I mean, there are words on it, but and obviously dates, but it actually becomes kind of a graphic where you can sort of see how your year's filling up.
Well, you know, that's a great thought, you know, and that gives you a sense of performance review as the year goes along. And you can measure up yourself and you can say, well, how am I doing, you know, or how are we doing together?
Well, or you can look up there and say, okay, for example, if you've got, you know, maybe April is really, you know, getting filled up. And mm-hmm. so someone says, well, you know, when could we spend some time together? You'd look up mm-hmm. there quickly and say, well, not April.
Right, right, right.
Looks like it's going to be May before we can, or March or whatever. But I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is some part of being organized and being efficient and effective is just the visual references, not so much the actual, you know, it might not just be the specific information as the visual part.
Well, you know, and that's one reason, too, why I kind of like the idea. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. Well, I am old-fashioned. There's no baby about it. But I still but I still prefer a manual, you know, a hand calendar, a paper-based.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got that, too. Stand by, Stephanie. Quick break.
Sure.
We're going to continue our organizational skills with the expert, Stephanie Winston, the author of Getting Organized. Tintail, stay with us.
This is your big debut.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog when you get there. Stephanie Winston is our guest, and we're talking about getting organized. That's actually the title of her revised and updated book, Getting Organized, available wherever books are sold. And Stephanie, I want my audience to be able to download this PDF of this outstanding organizational booklet that you've got available from the Office Depot website. Would you give us that, please?
Well, thank you, Jim. And the website there is officedepot.com/get-organized.
And folks, if you're on my website, just go ahead and click on the Office Depot link there, their banner, and then put a /get-organized.
Get-organized. No,
get organized,
and get
that'll
organized.
Take you there, too. Stephanie, let's talk about being organized on wheels?
Oh, golly, Jim. You know, I have a confession to make. I live and operate right in New York City, and I don't have a car.
Do you have a driver's license?
I learned how to drive when I was a kid.
So you're a true New Yorker, aren't you?
I am a true New Yorker, but
how do your friends in West Virginia feel about that?
Well, my friends in West Virginia come up to New York all the time. So if you live right in New York City, everyone you know eventually gets here, you know. So
well, you've completely been assimilated if you live in New York and you don't have a driver's license.
Well,
that's full
true.
Assimilation. But for most people
in the world, and believe me, my friends, my relatives, my clients, everyone, that this is a real problem for them.
Well, I made my living in my car for a number of years, two different times actually. Actually three, if you think about it, three different times. I keep going back farther and farther. There was one time when I completely made my living in my car. There were other times when I've done it, you know, maybe half or a fourth of the time, and it was a challenge to stay organized on wheels.
Well, tell me let's talk about a few of your secrets, and then let me contribute, you know, anything that I have to offer.
When I was the most organized, when I was the most on wheels in business was back in the 70s when I worked for Xerox, and there weren't as many products available in those days. There weren't smart people like you helping people get organized.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was I had a briefcase, and I had to keep the briefcase pretty organized, and I had a little open top filing cabinet in my trunk with sliding, you know, the sliding separators.
Right.
What you call them? The file pouches thing.
Right. I know what you mean. Uh-huh.
And so I'd put contracts and brochures and I keep things like that. And I stayed pretty organized because I was where I could leave an office.
Yeah.
Knowing where I was going next, and as I walked to my car, I could put away what I'd just done, and I could get out what was next, and that way, whenever I got to the next place, I didn't have to fumble around. I got out of my car and went right in the office.
Well, first of all, you know, you've been kind of teasing in our programs together about how disorganized you are, but I got to tell you, Jim, that automatic, putting stuff away, getting out what you need, that is the head process, the mental process that everyone needs to go through. Now, let me ask you this, Jim. Let's say when you were on the road so much that you took, you know, you went off to a local restaurant, you know, for your lunch break or something.
Yep.
How would you handle all those materials you might want to work on while you were, you know, taking a little lunch break?
Well, it was I would have to take the briefcase in. That's what I used. Mm-hmm. The briefcase was my lifeline. And I would take that in and I'd pop it open. And maybe I'd eat, you know, I ate a lot. Some days I ate three meals a day in my car.
Oh my goodness!
And really, and I mean, if you had that much going on and you were traveling, you know, and I would have the briefcase would be sitting there, and maybe I'd just get a hamburger or something, and I'd be working on it, and I would pull a pad out, notepad out, and make notes, and it's amazing, you know. I remember thinking back now. I remember that I was actually more organized.
Yeah.
When I had fewer things to keep up with.
Well, because your mind is focused. Again, the organization is so much a mind thing.
Let don't me you ask think you clutter,
this, how is your
don't
car
you think
set
clutter
up in
takes
terms
up
of all the trash
space
and everything? You know, we accumulate wrappers. We're a wrapper society.
Don't you think clutter takes up whatever space you give it?
Right. Well, that's a great phrase. And as we know, clutter is simply decisions that haven't been made yet.
Say that
you know?
Again.
So that is terrific because so many people now, they work partly at home or they service clients, you know, and all these hours spent on the road to, you know, people tend to think of it as wasted time, but
right.
In fact, it sounds like you had a real good handle on it.
Well, I wish I'd had cell phones in those days. I could have been a lot more organized than I am. Hey, Stephanie, thank you for being here. Good job. You did well. OfficeDepot.com/get organized.
Get organized, right.
That's where you can get this book, folks. I hope you download it and check it out. Thank you, Stephanie, for being here. We're going to see you next week, right?
One more time. We'll have
one more
wrap
visit.
Up.
We're going to wrap this up. Thanks, Stephanie. The book is called Getting Organized, too, folks. Check that out, too. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.